Mary Lou handed me a note and said, "Time's getting late," and then kind of preached with an exclamation or something on it. It's not the first time. Okay, I want to talk to you just, but I'm going to condense what I have here. This is a shortened message anyway. I knew this was going to take some time, but I'm going to condense it even more. We bought our first house 38 years ago for $42,000. Over the course of those 38 years, we've owned seven houses. Four of those we heated with wood, or we had fireplaces in them. The ones that we heated with wood, sometimes I get up in the morning after putting in a lot of wood in the evening. I'd get up in the morning hoping that there'd be a good bed of coals, but the house had started to get chilly. So I'd throw a block of wood in and get kind of impatient that it's not lighting quite fast enough. So I'd open the door on the airtight stove, or in one case we had an airtight fireplace, and I'd get down and I'd blow in on the coals. The coals would start to glow for a while, and then smoke would start to gather around the log, and then all of a sudden the smoke would begin to disappear and flames would start. I'm sure any of you that have had wood knows what that's about. You've done that sort of thing. The question I want to pose to you this morning is, as we have heard these people talk, what are the things that ignite the flames of your heart? What are those things that excite you about being a follower of Christ? There's an American pastor that said, "Passion is waking up in the morning, wherever you are, and bounding out of bed because you know there's something out there that you love to do, that you believe in, that you're good at. Something that's bigger than you are, and you can hardly wait to get at it again. It's something you'd rather be doing more than anything else. You wouldn't give it up for money because it means more to you than money." What ignites the flames of your heart? What are those things that would keep you up at night, engaged in a conversation when all the rest of the world's gone to bed? What are those things that you can dream that, "Oh, if I could do this, I would so much like it"? I believe the answer is going to be different for all of us. But whatever the answer is, if we are engaged in it, those are the things that will sustain us. You see, that's what it means to be involved in ministry. I don't want people involved in ministry because they're plugging a hole. I want people involved in ministry because this is something that wells up in them, that they are passionate about. Bev is a prime example. You know, I didn't talk to her about Samaritan's Purse. There was something inside of her that this area of ministry grabbed her. And Rhonda, you know, do you want to see a fist fight happen in this church? Let me try to tell Rhonda you can't do Awana. You know, those are passion. These are passion-driven areas of ministry. And I believe that God has instilled in every one of us gifts, abilities, talents, experiences that we can use for those ministries. What are those things that give you purpose? What are those things that ignite your heart? Jesus said, the thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I've come that they might have life and have it to its full. What are those things that fills your life? You know, I resisted being a pastor for so many years. I did not want anything to do with ministry. Just could not wrap my head around it. I cannot for the life of me imagine not being a pastor today. It ignites me. It excites me. I know someday I'm going to retire, and that scares me. Because I don't know what in the world, I don't know how I disengage, how I would ever remove myself from this. This is who I am. Consider Consider this morning how you fit into the church body. Because I hope you have more purpose in being here than simply keeping a pew warm. There's got to be more to it than that. God is moving in this church. He is moving us in directions that we may not even realize. Each one of these people are passionate about what they do, but they cannot do it alone. I guess that's where I'm coming from. Paul wrote, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech, with all kinds of knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ in you. Christ in you. It's God who brings us together. It's God who gives us common purpose, and he blesses us in it. We're all given gifts, each one of us. And thankfully, we don't all have the same gifts. Did you know that Jesus prayed for you? Jesus prayed for you. Jesus, in John 17, this is what he prayed. He prayed, my prayer is not for them alone, meaning the disciples. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That's us. That all of them may be one. One in purpose, one in being, one in body, one in common. Father, just as you and me, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity, that the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. You know, Jesus has given us all that we need. He has brought us together in common purpose, with common direction, for a season, and let's grab it. Let's grab it. Let's move forward with it. Do you know, Satan knows that. Satan knows that. And he also knows that the best way to undermine the spread of the gospel and the effective influence of our church is in keeping us busy doing good stuff that has nothing to do with Christ. That's what he does. And you know, we all do it. And I can't poo-poo that. Can I say that from the pulpit? I can't. But he keeps us busy. So the question I have to ask is, what ignites the flames of your heart? Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it's the same God at work. And then we jump down just a little bit. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but it's all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we've all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, or would not for that reason stop being part of the body, and if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, There are many parts, but there's one body. We are all here to form one body with one purpose. We're in this together, folks. We are all in this together. We're not here by accident. God has given us a purpose, and the purpose is to fulfill His will. Amen? That's why we're here. You know, yesterday, there were a huge number of people turned out to lay sod around a new house that was just completed. Windmill Turf Farms, Gus and Hilda, thank you. Thank you for sharing your contract with us that we might engage in bringing a family that we don't know here. Thank you. Thank you, everybody that was involved with it. It was awesome. I wanted to have the pictures up. Maybe I'll put them up next week. My computer was just too slow loading them this morning. A week ago Friday, you maybe heard about this. A week ago Friday, a tornado ripped through the west end of Ottawa. You guys hear about that? There was a lot of damage to homes, and I'm not sure if power is completely restored yet or not. I know the area really, really, really well. One structure that was severely damaged was the Arlington Woodsree Methodist Church. It's pastored by a good friend of mine, Mike Huggaboon. Last Sunday, Mike's church gathered in the parking lot for a brief service. And then they took chainsaws and whatever equipment was needed and went out into the community to be Jesus in action. Many parts, one body. I wrote Mike the following email. Hi, Mike. Just wanted to let you know that I have put out a special prayer request to our congregation here in Peace River Alliance Church for you and the Arlington Woodsree Methodist Church. As destructive as the tornado was, I was thrilled to read what your church family did after the service on Sunday morning. That's Jesus at work. My prayer and desire, as I'm sure yours is as well, is that God will be glorified through all of this and that those around you will not only witness the spiritual side of being a Christ follower, but they will also see the practical side. One of the primary reasons that I am where I am right now, apart from a strong tug from the Holy Spirit, was that I saw my church engaged in James 2, 14 through 17. If you want to look that verse up sometime, go ahead and do it. This is your time to shine as you are directed by that same Holy Spirit. God bless, Glenn. One purpose. One body, one purpose, many parts. What ignites the flames of your heart? Father, continue to work in us, Lord, that we will know the empowerment of your Holy Spirit and the direction you have us go. Father, I pray your blessing on us as a church. Lord, that as we reach out into our community, that your name will be glorified. Father, I also pray for Mike's church today. Lord, whatever they're doing, I pray, Lord, that this church will be a lighthouse in an otherwise darkened area. Father, I pray your blessing on each one of us. And Lord, if you're speaking to anyone that they need to get involved in any area of ministry right now, Father, I pray that you will just give them a restlessness until they surrender to that. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.